The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed these to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Our dearly beloved in Christ, today we celebrate the solemnity of these two great apostles, Saints Peter and Paul. They are the pillars upon whom Christ built his church, and whose witness continues to strengthen us today. Though they were very different men, they were united by one Lord, they were united by the same faith, and one mission. The church honors them together because they reveal the power of the grace of God, and through them we receive the beginning of the faith we have today. It particularly feels good that we celebrate this feast in St. Peter's Church under the patronage of the apostle to whom Christ said, "You are Peter, and on this rock I would build my church." And it is even very good that I look to the back of the church and there is a mighty image of this profession of faith by Peter and the institution of this authority from Jesus to Peter. And so some of you might be wondering what the image at the back of the church would mean. And so this is the image and what it portrays. The Gospel reminds us today that Peter's greatness did not come from his strength. It did not even come from his intelligence. And I may even say it doesn't come from his holiness. It came from his faith in Jesus Christ. And when Jesus asked, "Who do you say that I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Who is Jesus for me today? That's the question we should ask ourselves. Is he merely a figure from history that we read about or we have heard about? Is he just a Sunday obligation for us? We come to church and that is what Jesus is to us? Or is he truly the Lord of our lives? The one in whom we place our trust in him, and when everything else on earth would seem uncertain, we gain certainty from him. The first reading today presents Peter also in prison. He was chained, guarded by soldiers, and apparently he was powerless. Yet while Peter was imprisoned, the church, the community, prayed for him, and God responded in a remarkable way and delivered him from his chains. The lesson is simple for us to learn from this, but it is a powerful message for us. God can open doors that seem permanently locked. He can free us from our fears. He can free us from our anxieties. He can free us from our burdens that we think are impossible in our lives to overcome. Many people today live in invisible prisons, and this prison could be the prison of fear, the fear of the future, loneliness, resentment, addiction of different kinds, grief or discouragement. The feast of Peter and Paul reminds us that no chain is stronger than the grace of God in our lives. Then we hear the moving words of St. Paul in the second reading today. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. This is a very beautiful summary of a life well lived by Paul. Paul does not speak about this accomplished life, or speaks about wealth or accumulated positions that he has attained or his achievements celebrated. He speaks about his faithfulness to God, and that is faithfulness through the sufferings he has had in life. At the end of our lives, my brothers and sisters, the most important question will not be how successful we were, but it will remain how faithful we were. Peter teaches us that failure is not the end of life through his profession. He denied Jesus just after Jesus had instituted him to be the leader of the church 3 times. Yet he became the chief shepherd of the church. Paul teaches us that conversion is always possible because he persecuted Christians, yet he became the greatest missionary that the scriptures have ever recorded. That should give us, all of us, hope. Perhaps someone here feels unworthy because of the past mistakes we have made. Peter says, God can still use you because God used Peter. Perhaps we may feel that we have wandered far from God, and Paul would say to us, God can still transform us. The saints were not perfect people. They were people who allowed God's grace to work in them. And as a parish community, there is another lesson we must learn from Peter and Paul. Peter represented stability and leadership, and Paul represented missionary zeal and outreach. The church needs both of these qualities from these great apostles. A parish must be firmly rooted in faith while constantly reaching out to others in love and to welcome everyone. We honor St. Peter best not only by admiring him, but by becoming living stones in the church Christ built himself. Today, let us ask ourselves, is my faith in Jesus growing deeper? Do I trust God when I feel trapped by difficulties? Am I persevering in the race of faith like Paul? And am I helping to build up the church as Peter did? My brothers and sisters, our saints Peter and Paul pray for us all the time, and may Peter obtain for us a strong and courageous faith, and may Paul obtain for us a missionary zeal and perseverance, and may our parish, St. Peter, continue to be a place where Christ is known, loved, and faithfully proclaimed.